Yeah, definitely. So, we have such a scarcity of private rental properties, and we have absolutely no social housing available either. So it is very difficult at the minute for anybody trying to find somewhere to live.
And it's going to ultimately drive people away from the area because people need a place to live.
Yeah, definitely. It's very difficult at the minute. Like, any if you're looking for somewhere to live, you have to just take wherever you can get, and if it's not in the town you want, you have no other choice.
Do you think that maybe your other elected colleagues realise the extent of the problem whenever it's not something that they're actively in themselves?
Yeah, I definitely think that is a factor, that they just kind of take it for granted, that people are struggling to get houses. They sympathise, but they don't really understand the full struggle. And I think that's where a lot of stuff is lost in communication as well.
And in your opinion then, Councillor McFadden, what's the cause of this? Like, what's the problem?
Well, I think it relies on government ultimately, but of course we've seen a lot of stuff recently between just the high cost of living in general, inflation, and obviously the ARP program hasn't helped. But it does go back further than that. It's a problem before that was even introduced. I think the HAP system is what lets us down a lot as well. The HAP thresholds haven't been increased either, and the rental prices are over the HAP threshold, so you're paying HAP, their weekly contribution, and then you're paying the landlord to top up as well, and it's just not sustainable. And we just need to be building our own houses. HAP was brought in so that the government didn't have to build as many social houses, and this has absolutely backfired now because we have no private rentals and we have no social houses.
And for a lot of people, it will be quite frustrating. I'm thinking in particular of Balbuffet, where every quarter, every year comes out that the town has the most vacant and derelict buildings, and yet we're crying out for housing.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. It's very difficult to comprehend, and it's just so difficult then whenever you see the amount of vacancies we have. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot of estates in Balbuffet too that do have empty houses, and I think that's something that we should be pushing more on, that the people that own these houses, they either sell them or they bring them back into the market.